Ramsey. Israeli forces Sunday prepared for the demolition of the East Jerusalem family home of a Palestinian man who killed seven people near a synagogue as part of measures to punish the relatives of attackers. The step comes as violence rages in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which also saw dozens of Palestinians killed this month, sparking global alarm. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was due in Jerusalem on Monday to discuss steps for de-escalation, while Pope Francis on Sunday decried the quote-unquote death spiral. Mourners on Sunday attended the funeral of a man who died at a shooting attack in East Jerusalem, the deadliest attack on Israelis in years. A Palestinian gunman killed seven people and wounded three others on Friday near a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The gunman was killed by police. The attack came a day after Israeli troops killed nine Palestinians during a raid at a refugee camp in the West Bank. NATO is concerned about North Korea's quote-unquote reckless missile tests and nuclear weapons programs. While the war in Ukraine has ramifications for Asia, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Sunday.
We also know that North Korea is providing military support to the Russian war efforts with rockets and missiles, and this just highlights how we are interconnected.
Stoltenberg, in remarks at the beginning of their meeting, citing allegations that Pyongyang is providing military support to the Russian war efforts. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A government official says a bus accident in southern Pakistan has left 40 people dead. Sunday's incident happened after the speeding bus crashed into the pillar of a bridge. It caught fire soon after falling off the bridge, according to a government official. In a separate incident in Pakistan's northwest, at least 10 children died in a boating accident Sunday while they were on a picnic. Heavy rainfall hit New Zealand's North Island again on Sunday, causing landslides, flash floods, and knocking out roads, with the total rising to 4 after a person who had been missing was confirmed dead.
Well, in the whole of West Auckland, there's been a huge impact on people. A huge number of families have had to evacuate because of flooding. Some of them had nowhere to go, some of them lost everything, and some of them were at fear of losing their lives.
New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister, as thousands of properties remained without power, while hundreds were without water, authorities said on Sunday, and some families were housed in evacuation facilities to ride out the bad weather. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired the chair of his Conservative Party, Nadeem Zahawi, from government on Sunday over the ongoing scandal regarding his taxes. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
Sunak had initially stood by Zahawi, who was also a member of his cabinet, but then ordered an independent investigation after it emerged Zahawi had settled a probe by Britain's tax agency last year. Sunak says it was a serious breach of conduct. Zahawi has previously said the tax body ruled he'd been, quote, careless, but hadn't deliberately made an error to pay less tax. The independent investigation, however, said Zahawi did not declare that his tax affairs were being scrutinized when he was briefly made finance minister last year.
Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. The specialized police unit in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee that included five officers charged with the fatal beating of a man was disbanded on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
News had just emerged that authorities were disbanding the specialized police unit linked to at least some of the officers involved in the fatal beating of black motorist Tyree Nichols. In a statement, the Memphis police said it had permanently deactivated the Scorpion unit after the police chief spoke with members of Nichols' family, community leaders, and other officers. The five officers were charged on Thursday with murder and assault, among other crimes. The disbanding of the Scorpion unit, which focuses on street crime, came as protests continued across U.S. cities on Saturday, sparked by the harrowing video of the attack.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.